listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Limestone Coast wineries are gearing up for a big Easter break as the region welcomes tourists from across South Australia and interstate. Despite the public holiday for Good Friday, Coonawarra Vigneron's marketing manager Heidi Guyard says the doors are open for the whole long weekend.
We're really thrilled that we've got a good assortment of wineries and cellar doors that are opening for tastings that day, but also have some great food offerings.
It's been 100 years since the last Cobb & Co stagecoach ran in Australia, and to mark the occasion, there'll be a 90k drive in the southeast in April, leaving from Mallel and finishing in Penola. It'll stop along the way at homesteads, hotels and five schools. Organiser Rob Fairchild says the kids have been given special commemorative postcards.
So they'll get the chance to address that and put a few words on it if they wish, put it in a mailbag, and we'll carry that on the coach and post it back to them from Penola.
The Mount Gambier Reuse Market has put the call out for donations. It's looking for anything secondhand that's in good condition. That could be bikes, furniture, tools, or spare parts. Donations can be made at the waste transfer station on Eucalypt Drive. And a Limestone Coast teacher hopes the pain is worth the gain as he prepares to have his head waxed. Jason Dunn is an assistant at Mount Gambier North Primary and is hoping to raise $1,000 for a local family that's been doing it tough.
We've got a family that's gone through some hard times. A lot of siblings have been through the school. We've still got one at the school.
Kingston Jordan Dawson is yet to lead his Crows to victory in the AFL. The skipper racked up 26 disposals in the matchup against Geelong. It wasn't enough, though, with Adelaide falling by 19 points. Meantime, North Gambier's Brad Close got on the board, kicking one goal for the Cats.